Hi, my name is Varun Kumar Anguralia and I am part of analytics industry from last 10 years. Right now I'm working as an analytics manager in one of the oldest retailer of India and where we solve business problems using analytics. I've seen the complete transformation of analytics industry in 10 years. I've seen how movement goes in analytics, how business problems are solved using the data that they have captured, and how analytics industry have moved from SAS to Python. In between R, how it has moved from basic analytics algorithm to machine learning algorithms, and how it is actually leveraged to utilize the problems using the data and ultimately finding the solution about it. We will be discussing about all these things in the complete overview of business analytics, wherein we'll try to understand that how business analytics actually helps in solving business problem and what are the key components of business analytics and how those components are utilized to further enhance the capability of decision making and ultimately leading to the solution of the business problem. Before we talk about business analytics, let's first discuss a basic introduction about business analytics. Knowledge economy is about getting the right information to decision makers at the right time to achieve business success. So basically, we want to leverage out the knowledge of decision makers by utilizing the data. Those data are generally collected on regular time intervals in every businesses. So business analytics is the use of quantitative techniques, statistics, data mining, optimization tools, etc. to make informed decisions. How those decisions are made? So once those data points are collected, they are further cleaned, leveraged out, used using the various statistical techniques. Those two techniques could be optimization techniques or the predictive analytics techniques. And then further answers are found using those techniques. Business analytics actually helps in predicting future by utilizing the historical trends. So what exactly happens? When we are seeing the historical data patterns, we would leverage out that there are certain things which are happening on the regular basis. Our statistical algorithms are capable enough to extract those patterns and trends and ultimately leading to a solution. Those data scientists or business analytics professionals, they use those trends and patterns and ultimately give the appropriate answers to the decision makers so that they can take decisions accordingly. Analytics is the science of analyzing the data for decision making. Actually, what happens is when we are using analytics, we are basically using the data that has been collected by various sources. As an example, let's take one example of an e-com retailer. If there is an e-com retailer and you are trying to go to their app or website, they will be finding out your digital footprints. They will be utilizing that data that if you shopped, what are the products you shopped? If in case you went to the website but dropped out of the cart, where exactly you dropped? What are the things that you went through and what are the things that you saw? So all those things are basically the data points which a business analytics professional uses to find out how it can be used to further enhance decision making. So business analytics collects all these data points, they sorts and processes and studies business data. All these data are related to the business data only. Business analytics use statistical models and methodologies to transform data into business insights. We will be talking about all these things, how that data is used in transforming a problem to a solution and ultimately leading to a help in decision making. The goal of business analytics is to determine which data sets are useful and how they can be leveraged. As an example, there could be ample of data available on the website, but when you are trying to enhance the sales, there will be a key component that how many people are dropping out of the cart. They have added the values to the cart, but they are not ultimately leading to a complete order. So if it is happening, you are actually not converting it into a sales. So you will try to leverage out the data points wherein people are moving out of the cart even after adding it, and you will try to find out the reason for it. And there could be a reason that there are technical glitches which are leading to the failure of payment and ultimately frustration from the customer angle. And if you try to find out the insights, as an example, you said that we did a sales of 2 crores and there are 1 crore of products which are still in cart and were not leveraged out. Customer tried to proceed with the payment, but they didn't move further. That means there is definitely some issues with proceeding of payments. And if such insights are put in front of the management, they will be able to identify what are the key reasons, or your technical teams could be finding the reasons for finding those glitches. If those glitches are and roadblocks are removed, ultimately those payments will be complete and your sale will add 1 crore extra to the final amount. This is what happens in business analytics. They help you find out the problem areas, they help you find out the patterns, and they help you find out the key decision making points which can help you take further decisions. All these things we will be talking about further in details when we will be discussing every point in complete elaboration and descriptive sense. Further to the introduction, we will be also seeing that business analytics helps answer the following critical questions for decision making. As I told you, that decision making is a key component of business analytics, and here we try to answer very different type of questions, and it could be what exactly happened. What exactly happened means, let's suppose our sales are down, we will try to understand what is causing our sales to go down. Is there any particular region where our sales are going down? And is there any issues with the regions where sales are going down? And how much it went down? As an example, let's suppose we were growing at a 10% above rate. Ultimately, suddenly, in the last week, we went minus 2%. That is what happens in a usual scenarios wherein analytics professionals try to understand what exactly is happening. So they will be giving you the information, or business makers the information, that our sales are down by 10% this week. Usually it was going above 10% week on week. So all these things are taken care of by business analytics professional. They will explain what exactly is happening. Why did a certain event take place? As an example, if our sales are down, or why exactly they are down? As I told you in just few minutes back, that our sales could be down because of a certain region being impacted. Our sales are down because there could be a cart issues. Our sales could be down because there could be few type of people who are not actually shopping, or there are too much of the competitions. So all these things are analyzed by business analytics professional. We also see whether will the same event take place in future. So as an example, if there are technical glitches, those technical glitches can happen in future as well. Now we know when we analyze that how much of the sales impact it can cause. If that is what exactly is happening, we will try to understand how to remove these roadblocks and ultimately saving our sales. What will happen if we change what we used to do? As an example, let's suppose every week we sell a particular type of brand and it is one of the top selling brand. And we want to understand that if we bring more brands like this, will our sale improve or will it decrease? Or whether it will ultimately lead to a business loss or a business profit. All these things are analyzed in a various manner so that you try to ultimately help business in making that decision whether introduction of a new brand is a good idea or a bad idea. All those things are also happens in business analytics. We also try to understand how can we ensure that our change practices actually work. So change is a necessity in every business, and ultimately when we are trying to improve introduce any change, the ultimate objective is that change should improvise the business, not deflate the business. And that is what the objective is. So if a business analytics is doing certain activities, he will try to help decision makers that this activity will lead to a 2% additional sales. If such things are explained in a more appropriate manner, it will be easier for decision makers to make those decisions and ultimately finalizing the changes in the organization. There are a set of questions that helps you analyze to achieve the business goals. Ultimately, when we are using business analytics, our objective is there is a question and there should be appropriate answers to this. And all these things happens using various things. As an example, when we are trying to question or analyze certain things, we will try to give insight on business practices and consumer behavior. As an example, when we say that most of our customers are between 25 to 35 years of age, we are actually telling that this is our major consumer. Our major consumer is between the age of 25 to 35. And when we are trying to explain we will try to see whether this behavior is changing or not. As an example, let's suppose we introduce something for a younger population, which is less than 25 years of age, whether our consumer mix is changing or not, that we need to analyze. If our 25 to 35 years of age people contribute to approximately 40% of the sales, and less than 25 years people are contributing to only 15% of the sale, if we are introducing something, is that mix changing? Or are we having more sales now from less than 25 years? If that is the case, then we have a new insight in place and we can explain those things to the business makers. With the business analytics, we also want to improve our predictability. So when we talk about predictability, we want to understand what can happen in future, or we want to predict certain events. As an example, when we say predictability, we are trying to identify what can happen in future. As an example, let's suppose we are improving day in day or week in week, and we are growing every week, or there is a cyclical pattern that after every 3 weeks, our sales goes down by 2%. It continuously moves up, and then after every 3 weeks, it goes down. So it has a cyclical pattern that after every 3 weeks, it will come down and then again will move up. So if we can predict that how much it will move down or how much it will move up, that is what gives you an extra power. Additionally, we can also leverage our predictability using the analytics and find out various improvised measures. As an example, let's suppose a e-com major is trying to introduce a sale like Big Billion Sales or something like that. In those sales, the ultimate objective is how much of the consumer will be coming to shop for different brands. So if we are introducing certain sale in retail, the objective will be maximum people should come and shop. If we have the power of predictability, we will be able to understand that what percentage of our whole consumer base can ultimately come and shop during sale period. If we are able to measure them appropriately, we will be able to target them in more appropriate manner. As an example, let's suppose we know there are few set of people who will definitely come and shop and we don't need to do anything. Then we can save our cost in communicating them that we are starting a sale period from this to this, because they will already be noticing those things and they will already be following those dates. If there are certain set of people which have a comparatively less probability but still can shop, they would need a little bit of push. So if we can predict such people who need a little bit of push, we will give them a communication that we are starting our sale from this period. If in case such things can happen, it will help decision makers in finding out the appropriate target and ultimately pushing those consumers with the right target, and ultimately saving the cost as well, because now with the power of predictability, we will be able to understand who can come and who will not come at any cost. It's also important in business analytics to identify risk. There also business analytics plays a major role. When we are trying to identify the risk, we are actually trying to find out whether certain thing can cause a huge loss to the business or not. As an example, we want to predict whether a certain person will repay the loan or not. So when we are talking about business industry, loan is an important medium of earning, an important medium of drawing huge revenues. So they try to give loans to as many people as possible, but it is also important that those people return loans along with the interest. So when they are able to draw that money, then only they will be turning into a profitable business. So if they are giving the loans to everybody, there will be few set of people who are not going to return. If such things are happening, then ultimately it will lead to a huge loss, because they will be giving the money and will not getting that money back. Such risks are important to be identified, and if in case we create predictive models using business analytics techniques to identify the appropriate customers to be pitched for loans, we will be able to avoid those risks. These things are also entertained in business analytics. The other objectives are to improve effectiveness of the communication. As an example, I just gave you an example that if in case we know that these people need a little bit of push, they have a little bit of probability to shop during end of season sale, but ultimately they need a push. If in case, let's suppose we have 10 lakh consumers, out of those 10 lakh consumers, if we communicate everybody, we will have a huge cost. As an example, if communicating to a single person cost us 1 rupee, we will be spending 10 lakh rupees on 10 lakh consumers. But if in case we know that there are 2 lakh customers out of those 10 lakhs, which we will need a little bit of push, and ultimately we will be only communicating those 2 lakhs, and ultimately using these predictability, we were able to save 8 lakh rupees, and we are only spending 2 lakh rupees, and everybody will be giving you equal amount of sales. And it's a golden principle of every business that most of the sales comes from 20% of the people, and it's a 80-20 rule. 80% of the sales come from 20% of the people, and if we are able to identify those 20% consumers, we will be able to save our communication cost and ultimately getting the same amount of money. It also helps us in enhancing operating efficiencies. As an example, if we are able to analyze that these are the areas where most of the consumers are coming, our whole country is divided into 4 zones, north, south, east and west, and if we know that east is a part of an area wherein less sales comes in and west is a part of area where most of the sales comes from, we know that we need more operational efficiency in these areas. And if we try to maintain our workforce accordingly, we will be saving certain cost by deploying extra people in east, and we will be able to save our money and ultimately leading to increase in revenue if we keep appropriate workforce in the western area. That is what happens in business analytics. They help and analyze those things. With all these things comes the question, the most important question: do we need business analytics? That is the biggest question that everybody asks for. And when we say that business analytics professionals are ultimately helping businesses in taking key decisions, but the next question can come up is, and it basically comes from those people who are experienced professionals in the industry, that they can take the decision even without the analytics. They know the business better. But what is the need of business analytics that every company is looking for it? And if those experienced people are talking about those things, yes, it is right, they are key decision makers and they understand the business better. But there are few things which can change and which their experience has not noticed, and it is a sudden change. Those things has to be highlighted, and that is where business analytics comes in. So the digital revolution, it has enabled business to measure every aspect of the operations. As I told you, that business analytics is completely driven by data, and with all the digital footprints available, we have more data now. We have data in every component. We have data fetched everywhere. We have data collected everywhere. As an example, when you Google search a term, Google is actually extracting that information that this person is looking for this thing. And now they know that there are this number of people who are looking for these things. They can use those information in finding out the appropriate target, and ultimately they can tell the company that this person is looking for a particular product. And the other thing is, for example, if you go to a retail chain and you buy some products, you will not be giving the money and coming out of the store. You will be first generating a bill. Your bill will contain every component of the attribute or SKUs that you bought. It will also contain the time at which you shopped. It will also contain your details. It will also contain the quantity that you bought and the amount you spent. So all those things are collected by the stores, and now they can analyze your behavior in a much better form, because they know the amount that you shopped for, they know the product you shopped for, they know your contact details, they know the quantity you shopped for, they know whether you seek discount or not. All those things are collected somewhere. So data is a big power right now. Everybody is using data, everybody is collecting data. You move from place A to place B, your movements are captured. All those things are a huge, huge pool of data. But raw data without insight is considered useless. When you have a huge amount of data and you don't have anybody who can look into the data and find out the patterns or find out the insights, ultimately it is as waste as nothing. You are not utilizing the power of data. That is where business analytics comes into the picture. Organizations need to use business analytics tools from the available data and communicate the results to the decision makers. As an example, let me give you one simple scenario. We are collecting the data of everybody who is shopping. One e-com major is doing a lot of things in targeting customers. You went to the site, you looked for 5 products, you searched one product out of that, you did sales, then you applied a coupon, you got discount and you added it to the cart, and then you proceed to the payment and your order is complete. During this journey, you had seen 5 products, you shortlisted one product out of it, and then ultimately you applied the coupon and you made the payment. If in case this information is not leveraged out, it will be as waste as anything else. If nobody is understanding your behavior, your data is going wasted, then ultimately they are not leveraging out the information that is available via your footprints. If in case they want to leverage out your information, they would know that this is a consumer who is looking for a particular type of product, because most of your product that you saw belongs to this category. They could be kids category, you might be looking for the kids products. Then you went for one of the product, then they realized that out of the 5 product that you saw, you were interested in all those 5 products because you saw those 5 products, but you shortlisted one of them. Then it is your key necessity area. Then you applied the discount. That basically tells that you are a discount seeker. You prefer to buy on discounts, and if you are given a further discounts, you might shop more. And then you shortlisted the product and you did the payment. That means kids product is a necessity for you right now. If in case an analytics professional will be seeing it, he will be seeing it in this way. There are n number of peoples who are doing this journey, who are interested in the kids product. Out of those n people, there are X people who are buying particular type of brand. You are a first target for us to the kids market, for the kids product. Then business analytics will be telling that these are the people who are interested in kids product, and if we give them discount, we will ultimately be converting it into sales and we will have incremental sales. It's not a usual behavior. So there is a difference between usual and incremental behavior. If I shop for 5,000 every month, that is my usual behavior. If I'm again doing a lot of things to get those 5,000 rupees, ultimately my efforts are not being utilized because I'm still getting that 5,000 rupees out of you. But if I did something which made you shop for 500 rupees more, and now you're shopping for 5,500 rupees, then 5,000 is your usual behavior and 500 rupees is your incremental business. So we did something and we got an incremental business of 500 rupees using the things that we analyzed and the things that we used to target you. That is what business analytics do. So when you have huge amount of data, there comes for the needs of business analytics professionals, and there are various things that needs to be done when you are doing business analytics. Business analytics tools are usually typically organization of for the following. They are basically the component of the following. They will be doing various things. As a business analytics professional, your key areas will be to analyze the data from the multiple sources. First, what is the meaning of analyzing the data from multiple sources? As an example, let's suppose you have a business which is in store as well as online. Let's take one simple example of a major retailer like DMart. DMart is a major retailer which sells online as well as offline. Their primary business is offline via stores, but they have also a parallel chain of online business wherein they deliver the product when once you place the orders online. Now the sources are completely different. Your store, when you will be going to store, they will be generating a bill which will contain all the information about the products, the quantity, the amount you spent and everything. And those will be captured in a different channel. Ultimately, they have a digital footprint medium as well. You go to their website, you book a product, they will be delivering you that product. So ultimately, it's completely a different source wherein you will have a digital footprints as well, and your addresses are available and your cards are available. So everything is available. Even if you have seen a certain product but have not shopped it, those information will be available to DMart via your online channel behavior. So there are two different channels primarily in this scenario. When you will be analyzing the data, you can't say that this customer buys product A, because that person is also buying product B from online channel. they might be buying a basic necessity product from the online channel and the less frequent items from the store channel. Such things can happen, and you have to leverage out those information. So here, when you are analyzing, you have to mix the two channels, online channel and offline channel. Since their sources are different, you will have to first bring them to a same front. Once you bring them to the same front, you will be using the front to further analyze the behavior of the consumer, that this consumer buys these many products, out of these many products, this percentage comes from online and this percentage comes from offline. He is mostly interested in X type of products in online and Y type of products offline. So all those things comes from various sources, and ultimately you are utilizing those different sources and giving one answer. You will also be using advanced analytics and statistics to find the hidden patterns. Without analytics or without statistical methods, it is extremely difficult to understand the behavior of the data. Data is like a naughty child. It doesn't behave as you expected. So when you are seeing the data, you have to find out those hidden patterns. The consumer is coming for milk every 2 days. The consumer is coming for normal groceries every week. The consumer is coming for furniture items every month. The consumer is coming for apparels every 6 months. These are the patterns that you need to analyze. If 6 months that person takes to buy an apparel, and it has been 5 months since he has come, it's the time when he should be pushed for shopping for apparel. Otherwise, he might move to a different channel or a different competitor. There, analytics will help you in finding out the patterns, and your statistical technique will ultimately help you in finding out these customers. You also disseminate information to relevant stakeholders through the interactive dashboards and reports. As an example, when you are trying to find out what exactly is happening day in and day out, you need to give those informations to the business stakeholders. And when you are giving the information to the business stakeholders, it will not be easy for them to understand those business patterns using the numbers. So you also need to tell a story to the business. We have 4 regions. Out of these 4 regions, West region is contributing to 40% of the sales. Its histogram is high. Its peak is high. So you have to draw these charts. You have to show these informations in a way that it can be easily understood by the business stakeholders. And when they can be easily understood, they can become quick in decision making. If you tell them that we are getting 23% sales from this, 33% sales from this, we are ATVs down, everybody is buying for product A, and people are spending product A with these many amount, or you say that for every consumer is spending 2300 rupees in a single transaction, business doesn't know anything about it. Business says that what should we do? Is 2300 good or bad? Can we take a decision out of it? But if you say that every consumer is spending 2300 rupees in a single transaction, and it is 500 rupees more than the usual trend, otherwise they were spending 1800 rupees, so our per transaction amount has improved, number of people who are buying for more product has improved, and it clearly says that in a single transaction, earlier they were buying 2 products, now they are buying 5 products. And if we do a little bit of push, we can add one more category or one more product to their transaction, and if that thing happens, that 2300 rupees can further be improved by 50 rupees and ultimately leading to X amount of sales. We also need to disseminate information to relevant stakeholders, and interactive dashboard is very important in these respect, as we were just telling you. When we have interactive dashboard, the meaning of interactive dashboard is wherein they can plug and play. They want to change the chart, they want to see a particular different type of statistics, they want to see sales instead of number of customers shopping. They can play around with those charts and can easily utilize those information in finding the results. These interactive dashboard actually helps in making taking decisions faster. We also need to monitor the KPIs and react to changing trends. Before that, we need to understand what is the meaning of KPI. The full form of KPI is key performance indicators. So when we say key performance indicators, we say the key areas which are extremely important with respect to the business. As an example, when we are talking about the retailers, we will see that every consumer in a single transaction shops for 2300 rupees. It becomes a single KPI that 2300 rupees is the ATV or average transaction value of a consumer. Or every consumer shops with us in 3 months. So frequency of the consumer is 3 months. That is our KPI. Now, businesses try to improve these KPIs with these. That if our ATV is 2300 rupees, our ultimate objective should be, let's take it to 2500. If a consumer has a frequency of 3 or is shopping in every 3 months, let's take it further and try to push the consumer to shop every 2 months with us. So these are the key KPIs that a business decides, and every KPI varies from the industry to industry and business to business. But all the KPIs which are defined, they are further used in measuring the performance. As an example, in last month, my average transaction value was 2300. This week, my average transaction value is 2200. That means my key KPI has started falling down. My average transaction value of consumer has moved down by 100 rupees, and I need to do something about it so that I can save it. So I'll try to push the average transaction value. I will try to push the consumer to buy more. If a consumer is buying for 2000, I will try to push him for 500 rupees extra. So ultimately, we can utilize these tools to further improve their performances. We also you justify and revise decision based on up-to-date information. So if information is collectively available in the system and we have interactive dashboards and informations are changing, KPIs are changing, things are changing, we can take a quick decision and revise our decisions. Let's suppose we were saying that we will be pushing for the ATV, we will push consumer to buy more. As soon as consumer buys for 2000 rupees, we will give them a discount at shop for 500 rupees extra, and we will give you a discount of 100 rupees. So ultimately, we will be saving our average transaction value to 2400 rupees. But we can change our decision, and we can see that now our ATV has fallen in place, but frequency is going down. People are shopping less. Earlier they were shopping within 3 months, now they have moved to shop within 4 months. So we can quickly understand these patterns using the dashboards and ultimately take a key decision that if some consumer has not shopped from us in last 2 or 3 months, let's push them, let's give them an offer, let's give them something big so that they can come and shop. This is what the objective of business analytics is. Using the dashboard, using the statistical techniques, using the data that you have, collecting the data, consolidating the data, and ultimately leading to a correct decision making is what business analytics is.